Archer's Omnibus for the week 7 to 12 March 1999.
Sure, I can't help.
Oh, it's actually not that heavy.
If you could just let down the tailgate on the Land Rover.
Righto. I gave the back a good sweep out before I came, so it's not as dirty as it looks.
OK, let's just put it down a minute.
I bought an old blanket.
Oh, well done.
Well, we don't want the chest getting scratched.
No, it's pretty scratched already. Look at that.
A bit of wax polish and nobody will notice. Anyway, it's only going in the back bedroom at Rickyard Cottage.
Oh, I wondered where you were going to put it.
What are you having in its place?
Nothing.
Shula decided the bedroom had too much furniture.
Since Alistair moved the famous wardrobe in, there hasn't been room to swing a cat.
I'm very attached to that wardrobe.
I know.
And do you have any more bits and pieces to come?
No.
You've seen the desk?
Yes, I did notice.
Big, isn't it?
It fits quite nicely in that alcove under the stairs.
Yeah, only sticks out about a foot.
The lease expired on my flat last week, so I had to sell the rest of my stuff.
You two really need a bigger house.
It's a little bit on the snug side, but...
Well, we're going to see how it goes for a few months.
And then if we're finding it too small, well, we'll see. Now, shall we get this chest into the Land Rover?
It's probably best to lay it on its back.
Yeah, so if you grab hold of the top, Shula, yeah. And I'll tip it towards you.
Okay.
I can just get my hands underneath. Yeah, got it?
Yep, fine.
Okay, up we go. Just rest it on the edge and we should be able to slide it.
Oh, well done.
Well, can you come and see me at the
box? Hello, Daniel. Your box, what box is that then?
Alistair gave it to me.
And have you put all your toys away in it?
Yes.
What about those cars in the sitting room?
Well...
You go and tidy those up and then Granny will come and see.
Okay, Mummy.
Good boy. Oh, that box is another of Alistair's treasures he couldn't bear to part with.
I've had it since I was a little boy.
I know.
Thought it might persuade Daniel to be a bit more tidy.
Oh, that'll be the day.
How is he behaving otherwise?
Well...
Not too bad.
Oh, come on.
He's still not very keen on going to bed.
He's being a complete pain. He refuses to leave us alone together.
Oh, dear.
Every time we sit down to supper...
He'll get used to me eventually. Now, Jill, how are you going to manage when you get back to Brookfield?
What?
Well, the chest of drawers. How are you going to get it up the stairs at Rickyard Cottage?
Oh, Phil will help me.
I thought you said he was asleep.
He was just having a nap after lunch. I dare say he's awake again by now.
I thought he looked very tired after church this morning.
It's that time of year, isn't it? He's been helping out with the lambing. And, of course, at the weekends he has to see to Hollertree.
Yeah, I think I'd better come back with you, Jill. Help me get the chest inside.
Why don't you all come back and have some tea?
Oh, thanks, Mum, but we're going to have tea with Elizabeth.
Sorry, Dad, that was a customer.
Yeah, thought it might be.
Do you want me to take over?
No, I've started now. Might as well carry on.
She's one of the best, Mrs. Gillespie. Takes half a pig every time. And she took £4 of sausages.
Really?
So we've shifted over £30 already. At this rate, we're going to have sold out before the weekend's over.
Can you open the gate for me?
What?
Let the cows out.
Oh, right, sure. It's good, isn't it?
What?
That they're selling so well. The sausages... Oh, come on, Dad.
I think I've said all that needs to be said on that subject.
But, Dad...
And there's still the small matter of those leeks.
I'll pay you for the leeks. Look, with all the money I've taken this weekend, I could buy 100 weight of leeks.
OK, you can close it now.
What?
The gate. And it's not a question of the money. It's the fact that you took those leeks without permission.
But, Dad...
And what's more...
You've got to admit...
What's more, you took them after your mum and I had made it perfectly clear...
But you've got to admit it's been a success.
We've made it perfectly clear that we didn't want you rushing into this.
Oh, we didn't rush into it. We tested the market, we knew they'd be popular, and they are.
Tom!
They're selling like hotcakes.
Tom, are you there?
Yeah, he's in here.
Oh, there you are. Phone.
What?
You're wanted on the phone.
Well, who is it?
Who do you think?
Paley.
Don't you have any other friends?
What do you mean?
Well, no one else ever rings you up.
Yes, they do.
She's on the phone every 5 minutes. Either that or walking in the back door.
She's my business partner, okay?
Well, you'd better go and talk to her then, hadn't you?
All right, I'm going.
Don't you find it a bit odd?
What?
Hayley.
What about her?
There's just no getting away from her. I mean, that's the second time she's rung today. The amount of time she spends around her. Well, I was trying to explain to Mum the other day
and
she...
How is she?
But she can't seem to see it.
Any better?
What? No, I took her a cup of tea and she still hasn't eaten anything.
Well...
And she's fretting about next week's order for Underwoods.
Oh, no.
Says she's going to have to get up and work tomorrow.
She can't possibly.
I know. But she's got a point. Clary and the others are never going to get it done on their own. We'll have to get some extra help in.
Well, can't you stay home?
No, Dad.
Just for a couple of days?
It's only my second week at Anne's. I can't start taking time off already. You'll have to try and persuade Clary to put in a bit of overtime.
Oh, she's working all hours as it is.
Tracy, then.
Tracy Horribin is the last person we give extra hours to.
Well, get Tom to help out.
Not much chance of that, I'm afraid. All your little brother's interested in just now is sausages.
Go on, Daniel. Kick him in the shins.
Don't encourage him.
I'm sure Alistair can take it.
Oh, well done, Daniel. Now kick it to Nigel. Go on, big kick.
Oh, wow, brilliant. You had him well and truly beaten there.
Poor Nigel. He's not very good at ball games, is he?
No. I don't think his hand-eye coordination developed much beyond the age of 5. So he and Daniel are quite well matched.
Oh, well, I hope all this running around is going to wear him out.
Is he still refusing to go to sleep?
Oh, his ability to stay awake is quite amazing. And every time we think we've got it cracked and the silence from upstairs, you can guarantee he's crept out of his own room and we'll find him sprawled across our bed.
Oh, dear. That must be a bit of a passion killer.
Yes. I'm afraid poor Alistair's beginning to find it a bit of a strain.
Oh, I think I'm a bit surplus to requirements in that game.
Yeah, we've just concluded that Nigel versus Daniel is a perfectly fair fight.
And anyway, I've had quite enough running round for one day.
Oh, poor you.
No, I'll get over it.
Well, we can go inside now if you like and have tea.
Oh, yes, lovely. Doesn't the house look sad?
What?
All covered in scaffolding like that.
Tell me about it. I had this couple come to book a wedding a few days ago. Took one look at the place and said no way, despite the fact that the wedding isn't till July.
The work will be finished by then, surely.
It had better be. End of May, they reckon.
Well, then.
I know. I showed them photos of the place in all its glory without the scaffolding, but they refused to be convinced.
So it's costing you business, is it?
Oh, yes. And it's not just the look of the place. I mean, the noise last week.
Did you have clients in?
Yeah, we had to move the conference halfway through.
Oh, dear.
They were ripping off the old roof and dropping bits of it down this great chute. The clients were not best pleased. We ended up having to give them a discount.
But the actual work shouldn't be too noisy, should it?
Well...
I mean, if you're on the ground floor, you're not really going to be aware of people banging about on the roof.
Probably not. But when you explain the situation to potential clients, which you have to do...
Yeah, of course.
Well, you can hear them thinking, is it worth risking the disruption? And they politely say they'll think about it, which means they're going elsewhere.
How depressing.
It's given me one good idea, though.
What's that?
Well, you know I'm doing another art sale in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yes. How's that going?
As far as the actual art is concerned, great. Have I told you about Alex Winter?
Who?
Elizabeth's protégé.
Oh, this artist person.
She's a truly original painter. I just love her stuff. And she's really chuffed that I want to exhibit it.
So are you going to do it like you did last time? Using the drawing room and the big conference room?
Well, this time, yes. But because of the house being in such a mess, I got to thinking, wouldn't it be great if I could find somewhere else?
What, away from Lower Loxley?
No, just away from the house. I mean, there are loads of buildings on this estate, like that one there.
Where?
Look, you can just see the roof.
What, that barn down near the main gate?
Yes.
But isn't it used?
Only for storage. And the position is ideal, you see, being so close to the road. Well, we could have a permanent art gallery, maybe with a cafe attached, so people could just drop in at any time.
The in place for the millennium.
Yeah, why not?
Sounds great to me.
Yeah, but won't it cost an absolute fortune?
Yes, but once it's up and running, it'll easily recoup the costs, unlike the blessed roof.
What does Nigel think?
Well, I haven't actually mentioned it to him yet.
I'm afraid she's asleep at the moment.
Oh, is she? What a shame. But I don't suppose she'd be in the mood for visitors anyway.
No, but it was good of you to come round.
And bringing that lovely soup.
Mm. She's not very keen on eating anything.
Well... there's lots of nourishment in that, even if she just has a few spoonfuls.
I'll try and persuade her.
And how are the rest of you managing?
Oh, okay. There's plenty of stuff in the freezer. And Helen cooked a chicken at lunchtime.
Oh, good.
And we've got my organic sausages.
Oh, do shut up, Tom.
Oh, dear, you're all upset. But then you're bound to be. Look, if you need anything, just let me know. I'll be doing a supermarket shop probably on Wednesday.
Oh, right, thanks.
Anyway, I'd best be getting back. Give Pat my love, won't you?
No, of course. I hope she's better soon.
Bye then, Auntie Jo.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheer. So, what are we going to do about supper?
Well, I did lunch.
I'll cook you some of my sausages.
Oh, that's just what Mum needs. A greasy, spicy lump of gristly meat.
What do you mean?
Mum can have some of Jill's soup.
Why are you so rude about my sausages? You haven't even tried them.
I'll heat it up for her.
And we'll eat the rest of the chicken.
Hayley gave some to her mum and dad, and they said they were the best sausages they'd ever tasted.
Oh, wow. Hayley's mum and dad, who, of course, are the ultimate connoisseurs of fine food.
And what do you mean by that?
Their taste buds refined by decades of pork scratchings and brown sauce.
Helen! There's no need for that.
You're a bitch. You really
now
are.
Now stop it, the pair of you.
I'm going to feed the pigs.
What's got into you?
Sorry, Dad, but you've got to do something. It's been nothing but sausages, sausages all weekend.
Yes, I know.
You've got to put your foot down.
I already have. I've told him they're not to do any more.
But that's what you said before. You said they weren't to go ahead with this lot, and they did it, despite what you said.
Yeah, well, it's not the end of the world.
Oh, come on, Dad.
I mean, if they prove there really is a market...
That's not the point. First of all, there's a question of branding and packaging.
Well, yes, I know,
which
but...
we agreed about, you, me and Mum.
Yeah, well, it would have been a lot easier if your friend had come up with the finished artwork when he said he would. We agreed on the design weeks ago.
I know, it's a nuisance, Dad.
I mean, we could have been using those labels by now and be talking to Tommy and Hayley about marketing their sausages, I suppose, from within Bridge Farm.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that, Dad. It's his final year and he had to complete his big project for college. Oh, anyway, am I the only person who can see what Hayley's up to?
What do you mean?
Why did she spend so much time here?
Well, because of John.
Well, most people would have moved on after a year. But not her. If you ask me, she's out for what she can get.
Oh, come on.
She is, Dad. She's exploiting you. She knows you're soft on her because of the connection with John. So, she's using you.
What for?
To get a stake in this farm.
Oh, don't be daft.
It's staring you in the face, Dad.
I don't believe that for one moment.
She's a gold digger.
There must be an easier way of doing that.
Yeah. It's called a mixer wagon.
Yeah. That's the trouble with new technology, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, marvellous when it works, but when it lets you down...
It should be fixed by the end of the week.
How long does it take you, then?
What?
To feed your cows.
Look, Eddie...
When you got to shovel your straights into bags like that.
Eddie, have you finished in the lambing shed?
Yeah, it's all quiet in there now.
Well, I dare say you'll be wanting to get home and feed your own cows.
Oh, Dad'll seen to that.
Hiya!
Oh, hello, love.
Must take you a good 2 hours, doesn't it?
What?
Well, by the time you carted all them bags over by hand.
Come on, Josh, out you come.
I could give you a hand if you like.
Look, Eddie, I'm very grateful for your help with the lambing, but that's it. There is no other work going here today.
Hi, Eddie, everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
Did Pip get to school on time?
Yeah, we got there just as the bell was ringing.
Oh, good.
I'll take over if you like, just as soon as I've got Josh indoors.
Yeah, thanks. I promised Brian I'd start on his sugar beet this morning.
You're working over home farm?
Supposed to be, yes.
I asked Brian Aldridge if he had any work going. He said no.
David!
Oh, hello, Jill.
Oh, you're back already?
Yeah, I was just going to bring Josh in to you.
Bad news, I'm afraid. I've just had Frieda on the phone. Bert's got the flu.
Oh, no!
I don't believe it.
There's a lot of it about you.
Yes. I hope he hasn't got the same strain as Pat.
I doubt it.
She's in a really bad way.
I dare say Bert's suffering from a bad dose of embarrassment.
What?
For having bust the mixer wagon.
Well, you did rather lay into him.
Well, can you blame me, Mum? I mean, how stupid can you get? Dropping quarter of a ton of steel scoop
we
off the front
know.
Of the tractor.
So you'll be needing some extra help after all?
I'm sure your father will see to Hollow Tree.
I'll deal with the cows before I go. Then, if you'll see to the young stock, Ruth.
OK.
And we'll just have to take it in turns in the lambing shed.
I'm here if you need me.
Yes, thanks, Eddie. We'll let you know.
Hello? Oh, hello. You haven't seen Tommy, have you?
No, if you find him, tell him I could do with a hand in here.
Is Pat still not well?
No. Tony says she's real poorly still. And blooming Tracy Armament turned up again. I don't know why Pat puts up with her. I really don't.
Oh, dear.
God knows how I'm supposed to manage. I mean, I can't suddenly do the work of three people.
Of course you could.
There's 20 gallons of milk there. I ain't even got the first lot separated yet.
Oh.
And even if I get the stuff made, there ain't no one to do the deliveries.
What about Helen?
Huh, yeah. Thought she might have stayed at home.
I mean, she's gone to work.
Apparently.
A little bit selfish, isn't it? I mean, this place she's working at.
Oh, Baxter's.
Yeah, well, they were managing perfectly well without her up till last week, so she can't be exactly vital to them.
You wouldn't think so.
Whereas this place...
Without Pat, we simply can't cope.
You'd think Helen would realise.
But she ain't going to get the orders out.
I'd have stayed home if I was her. I wish there was something I could do.
Oh, there's a spare overall on the back of the door.
Oh, Clary, I would if I could. I've got my own job to go to. I only popped in to pick up a couple of packs of our sausages for Josie.
Oh, Hayley.
Pat, what are you doing
here? Oh, my Lord, you look terrible.
I don't exactly feel 100% yet.
You should be in bed.
Oh, it's just lying up there worrying about the yoghurt.
Well, shouldn't they?
The bulk order's got to go out tomorrow.
Oh, I know. You're not to worry about it. Just you leave it to me.
You can't manage all on your own.
Don't intend to.
Where's Tracy?
She'll be here in a minute, don't you fret. And Colin's coming in this afternoon. It's all under control.
But Clary...
Listen to you.
You shouldn't be in here. It's too darn cold for a start.
Yes, you're shivering.
Don't usually notice the cold.
Well, it's not going to do your reputation any good at all if you cough flu germs into the yoghurt, is it?
I suppose I'm infectious anymore.
I wouldn't bet on it.
And what you always saying to me, you mustn't take no chances where food hygiene's concerned.
Come on, I'm taking you indoors, put you to bed.
Hayley,
I'm not going to argue about it. Come along.
Ruth, I made some coffee.
Oh, great, thanks.
Oh, I really must be getting over to Home Farm.
You can drink this before you go.
Oh, all right, Mum. Thanks, I will.
What have you done with Josh?
It's okay. Phil's keeping an eye on him.
He's supposed to be seeing to the pigs.
Oh, he's going over there just as soon as he's had his drink.
Has anyone checked the lambing shed lately?
Yes, Phil's done that. And he said everything looked okay. If someone can check again in a couple of hours.
I'll go in just as soon as I finish feeding the stock.
I wonder how long Bert's going to be off.
The rest of the week, I would have thought.
Couldn't have picked a worse time.
I was going to ask Phil to do the milking this afternoon.
Well, why?
Well, I was sort of planning to do a supermarket run when I pick up Pip from school. Well, we've got nothing in the house.
At this rate, we're going to be strawing down at midnight.
I've been thinking. It's going to be a very difficult week, isn't it? So I shall play my part.
We're going to need you to look after the kids.
So I'll collect Pip, and if you give me a list, I'll do your shopping.
Oh, Jill, would you?
And I'll give them their tea and cook an evening meal for the rest of us.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
It'll give you another hour or two's working time. And I'll do that every day while Bert's off.
Well, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Well, you would. Your little eyes always light up at the prospect of your mum's cooking.
Not just mum's.
Your dad's too.
And yours. It's only my cooking that depresses me.
So, are we agreed?
Oh, that'll be great, Jill. Thanks. Only I'm still not sure.
What?
An extra couple of hours will help, of course. But with you over at Home Farm all week...
You think we ought to get someone else in?
Don't you?
Couldn't you ask Mike Tucker to do the afternoon milking like he used to?
Why not?
Mike? He was decidedly browned off when we gave him the elbow last time. I don't think we're exactly his favourite people.
I'm sure he'd be glad of the work.
No harm in asking.
Can I come in?
What you doing here?
Locked myself out, haven't I?
Oh, well, stay there by the door. You know you ain't supposed to come in here in your boots.
So can I borrow your key?
Oh, it's in my bag.
Top.
Isn't Joe at home?
No.
Was he gone?
Oh, I don't know. When I got home from Brookfield, the back door was locked and there weren't no sign of him.
Well, I'm glad you dropped by, actually, because I ain't going to have no chance to get to the shop today.
You on your own?
And we're out of bread. There ain't no bacon. And I ain't got nothing for the boys when they get home from school.
Well, William went all right then.
Well, he left the house at 8:10 with his school clothes off. Whether he made his first Borchester green, I can't tell you. Anyway, can you go to the shop on your way home?
Yeah, okay.
Right. Bread, bacon, burgers, a couple of tins of beans, that should do it.
That's still sick.
Yeah, she come down earlier. She looked like death warmed up.
Bert Fry's gone dang with it and all.
Eh?
This phlegm.
Has he?
Yeah. So, with a bit of luck, I'll be able to pick up a bit more work over Brookfield.
Well, I hope so. I do. We need every penny we can lay our hands on.
Yeah. Well, you're getting over to him.
What do you mean overtime? I can't do overtime. I'm supposed to be working down the ball time.
Oh, I don't mean overtime. I mean, you know.
What?
Extra for being responsible.
Eddie, what are you on about?
Well, here's you running the dairy all on your own. No one to help you.
Tracy Orabee's supposed to be here.
Ah, she ain't though, is she?
Fate!
You're in sole charge of the place.
So what?
You should get extra for that.
Don't be daft.
You should, all that responsibility.
That thing switched itself off again.
What?
Past your eyes. Sometimes it just cuts out on you.
What happens then?
Well, it don't heat up properly. Hang on. No, it's okay.
Who'd get the blame if it didn't?
Didn't what?
Didn't heat up properly.
Oh, Eddie, what are you on about now?
You, of course. You'd get the blame. That's what I mean about responsibility.
Ain't you got no work to do?
I've been hard at it since five this morning.
Well, you ain't hard at it now, are you? So why don't you borrow Collins Wellies, put on that cap and that overall, give your hands a good scrub and you can help me with the potting up?
What?
You heard me?
I'm not making blooming yoghurt.
You forgot how good Pat and Tony was to us, eh, when we had the fire?
That's women's work, that is.
No, it ain't. Colin, who works afternoons, he ain't a woman.
He used to be a schoolmaster, though, didn't he? Any road, I've got to work on my hat for Friday.
Friday?
You know, Red Nose Day, so it's open like night.
Oh, that.
Or a couple of joke books off Baggy.
Oh, don't I know it. Eddie, you can't even remember the words of your songs. How are you going to remember a load of jokes?
Oh, that was quick. Haven't got your bed made up yet.
What are you doing?
I was going to put some clean sheets on for you.
Oh, bless you. I was going to do that.
Oh, just, I can't find any.
Yeah, they were in a bit of a mess.
Are they in the airing cupboard?
No, there should be some in the bottom drawer there.
Oh, great. Well, you sit down by the radiator, don't want you getting cold again.
No, I'm fine.
You are not fine at all. Now do as you're told.
Oh, yes, miss.
I expect the bath made you feel a bit better, didn't it?
Well, it certainly made me feel a bit warmer.
Good.
Oh, this is very kind of you, Hayley.
Don't know what you've been doing in these sheets. It's a bit of a state.
It was soup.
I'm glad that's all it was.
Jill brought it round for me. It's a bit difficult eating soup in bed.
You weren't trying to eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
No wonder you got in a mess.
Yeah. Helen should have put it in a mug.
Helen should have changed your sheets for you. Right, nice clean pillowcase.
Shouldn't you be at work?
Oh, it's okay. I phoned Josie, told her I'd be a bit late.
But doesn't she have to... I mean, she relies on you.
No, it's all right, no problem.
You sure?
Absolutely. Now... let me see if I can do my trick with the duvet cover.
You must let me help.
No, you stay out there.
But it's so difficult on your own.
No, it's not. It's just a question of knowing right from left and having very long arms.
What?
Watch me, I shall do this only once.
How's Clary going to manage?
You're not to worry about the dairy.
But the bulk order's got to be ready for tomorrow.
Someone can have. Couldn't Ellen have stayed at home?
What? It's only the second week of her placement.
Well, she could at least have taken a couple of hours off this morning.
It is difficult.
Where's Tommy?
He doesn't like potting yoghurt.
Oh, well, tough. In a situation like this, it's all hands to the pumps, isn't it? Go on, get in there, you blooming thing.
Oh, look, do let me help you.
Oh, no, I've got it now. There you go. Oh, you do my cupboard.
Oh, was very impressive.
Come on, get in.
No. Thank you, Hayley. Oh, yeah. This is so kind. Oh, it does make a difference having clean sheets. Oh.
Now, do you need a hot water bottle?
No, I'm warm enough now, thanks.
Cup of tea?
No, I think I'll probably have a doze.
Sounds like an excellent idea. Mm. Right, better get off to work. I only popped in to pick up a couple of packets of sausages for Josie. Been selling ever so well, did Tommy tell you?
Oh, Hayley, don't, please.
What?
Don't talk about sausages.
Oh, sorry, does it make you feel queasy?
No, it's not that. It's... well, Hayley, those blessed sausages, they've caused so much strife in this family.
But our customers love them.
Tommy and Helen are at each other's throats, and Tony doesn't know what to do. Oh, please, Hayley, tell me you're not going to make any more of them.
They're carpenters.
But what are they actually doing?
They're supposed to be transforming those great lumps of oak into new A-frames for the roof.
Well, don't you think it's rather ominously quiet?
Oh, be thankful for small mercies. Oh, did you hear the rain in the night?
I can't help thinking they're sitting up in the roof space playing cards and drinking tea.
They're probably measuring things. Anyway, if you're worried, go up and talk to them.
I think perhaps I will.
Now, a mustache.
If I've got time.
If I'm going to be in Leeds by 3.
I mean, Alex is coming over this morning. We're going to start hanging some of her pictures.
Already?
It's only a couple of weeks till the sale, you know.
Yes,
and we need to finalise the numbering and what have you so that the catalogue can be printed. So we have to decide where everything's going.
So the portraits in the drawing room will be coming down again?
I'm afraid so. It's a bit of a pain, isn't it, having to keep shifting them?
Well, I'll get Tickham to help you.
Only, if this art sale is a success, I'd really like to develop it as a regular thing. So I was wondering if we couldn't do it somewhere else.
How do you mean?
Perhaps convert one of the outbuildings into a more or less permanent gallery. Like the old barn down by the road.
The barn is in use.
Yeah, only for storing stuff. It's three quarters empty.
And besides, converting it would cost money.
I know, but...
and we can't possibly borrow any more, not at the moment.
But this would be
morning.
Different.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Mummy.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning, isn't it? That rain in the night really seems to have cleared the air.
I don't know how anybody got any sleep there.
And do you know what happened to me this morning? I flung open my curtains and there was a young man on my windowsill.
What?
Well, not the actual sill, but on the scaffolding. It's lucky I had my dressing gown on.
Lucky for him.
What was he doing?
Oh, measuring something.
Well, he's supposed to be up in the roof carving bits of oak.
Oh, he was a rather gypsy-ish looking fellow, you know. Black curly hair and a lovely smile. If I hadn't been in a state of déjà-vu, I'd have invited him in.
Oh, Mummy, really?
Well, what?
We're paying a lot of money for these workmen, Julia. Please don't distract them.
Anyway, I must dash. Bye, Lizzie.
Bye.
Where are you going?
I've got to meet a client. I'll see you later.
Now, are we to be overrun with hoi polloi?
No, Julia, no conferences today. I'm hoping to get some pictures hung ready for the art sale.
Oh, you're not going to move Gerald's portrait again.
Afraid so.
Porty has been up and down like a yo-yo.
Perhaps you should have sold him while you had the chance.
Well, Nigel wouldn't let me. I had him all packed up and ready to go.
What are you talking about?
Well, last week.
Last week?
Well, didn't he tell you?
What's that man doing by your front door?
That's me, Dad.
How is he?
He's fixing a security light for me. I'm really quite embarrassed.
Oh, don't be.
I'm sure Mr. Jordan has a great many more important things to do.
I said he's doing it for my benefit. I don't know. You people are used to living in the country. You don't realise how dark it is.
Anyway, look, I brought you shopping.
Oh, how kind.
Oh, it's no trouble. Any time you want to phone in your order, either me or Betty will drop it round for you.
Could you pass me my handbag, do you think? Oh, it's all right, Henry. Oh. No need to make a fuss. Oh,
whose baby's that?
Have we not met Henry? This is Becky's little brother.
Oh, is that your nanny too?
Yeah, that's right. I brought him over because I knew my dad was coming round. He always likes to meet my little charges.
And so do I.
But you can't keep him, I'm afraid, Marjorie. You're going to have to give him back at the end of the day.
Oh, he's a lovely baby, isn't he? Yeah.
He's such a happy little fellow. Oh, that reminds me, Tommy rang.
Talking of happy little fellows?
Well, no, he sounded a bit depressed, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, he said he'd come round this evening.
Is Pat any better?
He didn't say.
Well, I saw her yesterday. She was trying to get up to go to work, but she didn't last 5 minutes.
Oh, it's a nasty type of flu, by all accounts.
And now Bert's got it.
Bert?
Yes. Jill Archer phoned me this morning.
So, they'll be a bit short-handed at Brookfield, then.
And, of course, they're in the middle of lambing.
I must tell Neil. Perhaps he can pick up a bit of work. Anyway, look, I must be off. I'm due at Lower Loxley at 2.
Now, how much do I owe you for the shopping?
Oh, it was £7.30, please. The bill's in the bag.
Could you take the baby, Hayley?
Yeah, right. There we are. Come on, young man. You give your Auntie Marjorie a rest.
Now, there's £5 and... Oh, Susan, can you pick the coins out? I find them so fiddly.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right, that's £2 and 30p. All right.
Fine. Oh, thank you again.
Oh, not at all. Just give us a ring if you need anything else. And I'll see you soon. Right. Yeah.
Bye, Susan.
Bye. Cheers.
Well, I'd better put this shopping away, I suppose. Now, let me see. That looks like... Oh, dear, the labelling on tins these days is so difficult to distinguish.
Don't you think it's time you thought about that magnifying glass?
Oh, well, no, I can manage.
But you couldn't see to count the money out for Susan, could you?
Well, it's rather dark in here, that's all.
No, it isn't.
And I'm not ready for a white stick yet.
She could still feel the imprint of his gaze, those twin turquoise orbs burning into her back.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Look, am I going too fast for you?
No, it's just... Aren't they hazel?
What?
Julian's eyes.
Oh, no, no, no. I remember quite distinctly describing the twinkle in his turquoise eyes.
That was Sir Jason.
Look, Sir Jason was in the last book. Do try and keep up, dear.
But that's my point. It was the hero of Passion's Plaything who had the turquoise eyes. Julian, in a stage door at Bridlington, has hazel eyes.
Yes, but why would I give him hazel eyes?
I remember quite distinctly. Look... I can just find the passage.
Gerald didn't have hazel eyes. His eyes were a sort of greyish colour, like woolen socks.
That's rather nice.
What?
Eyes, the colour of woolen socks.
Oh, no, silly. You couldn't put that in a book.
Oh, look, here we are. He turned away his face so that Geraldine should not see the tear that formed unbidden in his hazel eye.
I say, that's rather good, isn't it?
Right. So, going back to where we were.
What is that young man doing?
What?
Well, out there on the scaffolding.
Oh, where did he come from?
The roof, I presume. He's one of the workmen.
It's like that ad on the telly, isn't it?
What?
You know, the hunk. The young man with the can of cola and all them women looking.
What's he doing, waggling his can like that?
I should just ignore him if I were you.
Is he trying to tell us something, do you think?
I think he's trying to mime a cup of tea.
Oh, I see.
Cheek. If he wants a cup of tea, he should go down to the kitchen.
Well, I'm not sure that Mrs. Pugsley is here this afternoon.
Not make signs through your window.
Oh, well, perhaps that's it. Perhaps they can't find anyone to make tea for them.
Well, they should have brought a flask.
No, I'll get up and do it.
Oh, no, Mrs. Pardington.
Well, it won't take 5 minutes.
But what about the book? We should be getting on.
It will give me inspiration.
We've hardly written anything this afternoon.
I know, he could be my model for Sebastian.
Who's Sebastian?
Oh, Sebastian's the juvenile lead, the fiery young actor, handsome but penniless, who is Julian's rival for Geraldine's love.
This is a new character.
Well, he was actually called Cyril in real life. He had rather unfortunate teeth. Now, will you open the window and tell that young man to meet me downstairs?
I'm dead impressed with your new security light.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Hayley's father did that.
Yeah, so she said.
Do you want a cup of coffee, Mrs. A?
No, I mustn't stop. I only popped up to bring the scones.
They look nice.
Well, I don't suppose you're getting much home cooking at the moment, are you?
Never do. Not cakes, anyway.
How is your poor mother?
Still pretty rough.
Oh, dear.
I've told her she's got to get better by Friday.
What's happening Friday?
So she can come to the Bull and see you do your turn for Red Nose Day.
I haven't said I'll do it yet.
But I think it's a marvellous idea. I was trying to persuade Hayley's father to come along.
But I'm certainly not doing it if he comes. You put me right off.
But you must do it.
Think of it. I don't think it's funny either.
You can't hear yourself.
Anyway, I must go and feed the dogs.
We'll be all right?
Yes, of course.
Oh, thanks for the scones.
Bye, Mrs. A.
Bye.
See ya. So, how are things at home?
Awful.
Are they still refusing to budge?
I can't believe it. I really can't. I mean, I know Mum and Dad were pretty mad about us going ahead without their permission.
And Helen. Don't forget Helen.
But I really thought, when they saw how successful the sausages were.
And they have been, haven't they?
Well, yeah, we're completely sold out.
Is your dad still insisting we can't carry on?
Yep.
But why?
Well, I don't know.
Your mum was just the same yesterday.
Was she?
Yeah. I mentioned the sausages. She practically burst into tears. I mean, I couldn't argue with her, could I? Not the state she's in.
It's so unfair.
No.
So what if the labels weren't brilliant? The product was.
And if we stop now, all that enthusiasm, all the goodwill we've got the customers, well, that's going to evaporate if we can't deliver.
We've got to carry on, haven't we?
Well, I think we should. Pat was only upset because she was ill.
It's our business. It's nothing to do with Mum and Dad.
No. Or Helen.
I wasn't being critical.
Did I or did I not hear the word daub pass your lips?
Well, she doesn't have the most delicate touch, does she, your artist friend?
Well, that's what's so attractive about her work. The boldness of the execution, the way she builds up texture with layers of paint.
Yes, well, you may like it, dear, but I don't think it's everyone's cup of tea. Oh, talking of which, I made a pot of Darjeeling for your carpenters.
What?
Oh, they're such nice young men.
Julia, they're here to work, not to sit around drinking tea.
Oh, they didn't sit around. They just drained the pot and were off up the scaffolding.
I thought you were supposed to be working on your book this afternoon.
Well, I was.
Well, you can't have got much done if you were making tea for every Tom, Dick and Harry who happened to be passing.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
I'm sorry to be so late. I hope I haven't missed supper.
No, it'll be another 20 minutes. Julia, would you do me a favour?
What?
I seem to have run out of olive oil. Could you fetch me another bottle from the main kitchen?
Oh, Lord.
I'll go.
No, Nigel, you stay here.
What?
Oh, I see. You want me to make myself scarce?
Yes, please.
Absolutely fine. Just give me a shout when supper's ready.
So what's going on?
Why didn't you tell me?
What?
That you paid Julia's debt for her.
Oh, that?
What do you mean, oh, that?
I had to, Lizzie. She drove me to it.
For heaven's sake, Nigel, we agreed. That is her debt and she has got to pay it.
She was going to sneak Daddy's portrait out of the house and sell it without telling anyone.
And you stopped her?
Yes, I did. I was furious. She can't just help herself to things like that. And then she got tearful about how hard she'd been trying.
As if she turned on the waterworks and you just went weak at the knees. Oh, you're pathetic.
Oh, come on, what else could I do?
You could have stuck to your guns. You could have done what we agreed. You could have made her take responsibility for herself.
It's more complicated than that.
Oh, you and her, you're just as bad as each other. You just roll over and take the easy option.
No, I don't.
Sometimes you are so like your mother, it's really depressing.
I must do a bit of revision this evening.
Revision? What for?
Oh, it's only a couple of weeks till I retake my stage three.
Oh, come on, you don't need to revise.
Yeah, that's what I thought last time. Do you need that bridle?
Oh, no, it can go away.
Oh, pass it over then.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They failed you last time for being overconfident.
Well, I certainly shan't be overconfident this time.
It had nothing to do with not knowing your stuff.
I shall probably be a complete gibbering wreck.
Grace? Oh, hello, Sula.
Hi.
I thought you were off this afternoon.
Oh, I'm just on my way, taking Daniel to a birthday party.
Oh, is this one of these warehouse parties like Pip had?
No, thank heavens.
Your mum's still reeling from that.
Yes, I know. No, this should be a much more civilised affair. Well,
do the words civilised and children's party go together?
If you want something, George, only I've got a lesson in 5 minutes.
Oh, no, I won't hold you up. It's just I've been reading this stuff that came in the post this morning, and I were right.
What about?
Those courses on gamekeeping.
Aren't you a bit old for that?
Me?
I should have thought you knew all there was to know about gamekeeping.
Oh, come on, it's not for me. No, it's for William Grundy. Oh,
George right. is trying to put William on the right road.
Oof, rather you than me. Anyway, I must go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Enjoy your party.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
So, what have you found out?
Well, look, there's two sorts of qualification you can get. There's the first diploma in gamekeeping, or there's... Oh, wait, now, what was the other one? Have a minute. Here you are. The national certificate, which is a bit higher.
This is at Sparsholt College?
Sparsholt isn't the only one. There are several colleges do the courses.
And what qualifications do you need?
Well, you don't actually need any.
What, none at all?
Well, that's what it says.
But I thought that was the whole point, that you dangle this as a carrot in front of William.
Aye, but I can still do that.
So that if he worked hard and got some GCSEs, then he'd be able to do a gamekeeping course.
It says that applicants with 2 or 3 GCSE passes are preferred.
Oh, that's not going to persuade William, though, is it? If he can get away with not doing the work, well...
Oh, I reckon it'll do the trick. I've had a word with Mr. Woolley and he's going to back me up.
Is he?
And if him and me between us can't get William to see sense... Well, I'll eat my hat.
Go on, Josh. Have a look under the hedge. No, that hedge where Daniel is. Daniel, you help him.
What are they doing?
Looking for eggs.
Oh.
The hens sometimes get out and lay in odd corners of the orchard.
Yes, I know, but I hate to think what would happen if Josh actually found one.
We haven't had any accidents yet.
I'm glad to hear it.
Daniel's very good at it.
Has he been all right?
He was it.
I wish.
Oh, dear. I've been hearing about your mothering Sunday treat.
Oh, I'm not supposed to know about that.
But you do.
Well, I know something's going on.
But they haven't told you exactly what they're planning.
No.
Ah.
That sounds ominous.
I'm sure you'll love it. As long as the weather improves a bit.
The weather? Oh, they're not taking me fishing, are they?
Elizabeth came round this morning.
Now, come on, don't change the subject.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, I hate surprises.
No, you don't.
So, what did Elizabeth want?
To cry on my shoulder.
Oh, no. She was a bit more cheerful at the weekend, full of plans for her new art gallery.
For what?
Well, didn't she tell you about it? She was hoping to persuade Nigel to let her convert one of the barns into a gallery.
Mm. From what I can gather, she and Nigel are barely on speaking terms.
Why? What's happened?
He paid off part of Julia's debt.
Oh, but I thought they weren't going to.
Well, Nigel did, without telling Elizabeth.
Oh, no.
So, she's a bit cross.
Yes, so would I be.
Well, what else could he do? I mean, I have to say that if I was being threatened by the bailiffs, I hope one of you would come to my rescue.
Mum, I can't quite imagine you running up a £30,000 gambling debt.
No, but if I did do something foolish...
That would be the day.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not so bad, thanks. I was wondering if Mr. Archer was around.
Yes, he is.
What's this I hear about you doing a turn for comic relief?
Oh, who told you?
Betty.
Well, I had my arm very severely twisted.
What's this? Well, Sid's having this comedy night in the Bull on Friday for Red Nose Day.
And the kids are all doing stuff. Christopher's going to school in his pyjamas. And he said he'll put in 2 weeks' pocket money if I'll do a turn on Friday night.
Wouldn't it just be easier to contribute 2 weeks' pocket money yourself?
That's what I've been thinking.
But you don't want to let Christopher down?
He'll feel a lot worse let down if I stand up in public and make a complete prat of myself.
He isn't going to see it, though, is he?
No, I suppose not. Anyway, look, Susan tells me Bert Fry's off sick this week.
Yes, he's gone down with this nasty flu.
Mummy!
Hello, darling!
Look what I found!
Oh, 2 more eggs! Who's a clever boy?
So, I was wondering if you could use an extra pair of hands.
Well, they've already got Mike in to do the milking.
Mike?
Not gently.
I don't believe it.
Mummy, is it time for Sam's party now?
Oh, well, we'd better go home first and change out of those muddy trousers.
Everywhere I go, Mike Tucker's got in there first.
But they're still very short-handed. Have a word with Phil. I think he's in the office, trying to catch up on some paperwork. Phil?
Oh, hello.
Joanne, can you take charge a minute? I just need to have a word with my brother.
Oh, well, he mustn't let me hold you up.
Oh, they'll be all right for a couple of minutes. Only George and I were having Jack and Peggy over to supper on Friday, and we wondered if you and Jill would like to join us.
Oh, well, I'm honestly not sure, Chris. Things are in such a state at Brookfield.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, Bert's off sick, and we're in the middle of lambing.
Oh, I see.
And David's committed himself to working for Brian this week.
Oh, dear.
I'm only here because we ran out of stamps.
What?
I was trying to catch up on some paperwork, you know, pay some of the overdue bills, but I couldn't find any stamps, so I had to come down to the post office.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
What?
Oh, sorry, Phil. It's just William Grundy.
Oh, yes, he was in the shop.
He should be in school.
So, I really don't think I shall feel much like going out on Friday night.
Oh, well, never mind. William, come here.
But thanks for the invitation.
Some other time, then.
Well, yes, in a week or two, when things have eased off.
Right.
What do you want?
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Yes, bye, Phil.
Bye.
What are you doing here, William?
Well, what's he look like?
Well, shouldn't you be in school?
Well, study day.
Why is it that you get 3 times as many study days as anyone else?
What's it got to do with you?
Don't be cheeky, because I'm concerned about you.
Well, don't be.
And so's George. In fact, he wants to talk to you.
Well, I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, come on, William. Don't be like that. It's about your future.
Oh, God.
Aren't you interested?
I can do without another lecture on my schoolwork. I'll get enough of that at home.
This is about training to be a gamekeeper.
Hey?
You heard. If you're the least bit interested, call round to the stables this evening. Now, excuse me, I must catch up with my class.
No, stay there. I can only deal with you one at a time. Oh, well, let's have a look.
Mr. Archer?
Oh, hello, Neil.
Oh, glad I caught up with you in class.
Huh?
Oh, you trying to get them weighed?
Yes. I'm just trying to sort out a couple of dozen for the abattoir tomorrow.
Oh, that one looks a bit on the small side.
Well, let's see. 5.4, yes, you're right.
I'll give you a hand, shall I?
Oh, well, that's very decent of you.
That's the worst thing trying to do, weighing on your own.
Well, I know, but I don't have much choice at the moment.
I heard Bert was off with the flu. Go on you
there. Yes, he couldn't have chosen a worse time, middle of lambing.
No wonder to tie you down, beggar. Hang on, wait your turn. Not yet.
All right, now, let's have a look. Oh, that's more like it. 99. Oh, as near 100 kilos as makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, off you go. And you heard about his accident with a mixer wagon, I suppose?
Yeah. Susan reckoned that was the reason Bert took sick.
Yes, we all have that thought.
Must take a fair old time to do the feeding of the morning.
Oh, yes, but it's repaired now, thank goodness. David's gone to collect it this afternoon.
Oh, so you'll be all right now, then?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
Right, ready for the next one?
Yep.
Go on. On you go. Now, not you.
I mean, even with a mixer wagon back, we're still going to be pretty stretched.
But you've got Mike doing the milking, I hear.
Oh, just afternoon. Right, let's have a look. Oh, this one's over the 100.9. And I'll tell you, Neil, this week, well, I don't remember when I felt so tired.
Well, that's why I'm here, to be honest. I thought, well, would you like me to take over here?
You?
Just till Bert gets back. I mean, I do know this place, after all. You wouldn't have to fill me in on what to do.
Yeah. Well, you are supposed to be economising on labour.
Yeah, well, That's what David told me last week.
Oh, hang the expense. If you can spare the time.
Oh, yeah, of course I can.
Oh, that'd be marvellous.
She said you wanted to see me.
Hey, who's she? The cat's mother?
Mrs. Barford.
And Mrs. Barford tells me you've been bunking off school again.
No, I ain't. I had staff training this afternoon.
You told me it was a study day.
Ah, same difference.
Now, come on, lad. Everybody else was in school this afternoon, but you weren't.
I went this morning.
And this afternoon?
Oh, there's no point. I've told you before I'm going to fail my GCSEs.
Aye, and I've told you before you're not going to get anywhere with that attitude.
I failed all my mocks.
All the more reason why you should knuckle down and do a bit of work.
Oh, you said he was going to talk about keypering.
Come on, George.
Oh, listen. I've done a bit of research on your behalf, and I've found out about colleges where you can go.
I don't want to go to no college.
To study gamekeeping.
I've had enough of schooling.
If you want a job, you've got to study. Now, I've had a word with Mr. Woolley, and he's prepared to take you on.
Mr. Woolley? Think about it.
Ah, you do that.
Right, is that it then? Can I go?
Go on then.
I'll see you out.
No, it's okay, I know the way.
Good night, William.
Bye.
Bye. George.
It's like pushing water uphill, isn't it?
You deserve a medal. Mm.
I just hope the message got through.
I wouldn't count on it.
I mean, can you imagine what's going to happen to that lad if he doesn't pull his socks up?
Doesn't bear thinking about.
I just wish he was a few years older.
Why?
Well, if I'd had a youngster a few years back that I could have trained up.
Like your Terry, you mean.
Well. He just didn't take to the life.
No.
No, but if there'd been someone, I just wish I could have left the Grey Gables shoot in the hands of somebody I'd trained up myself.
It's not your problem anymore, George.
Instead of that arrogant young so-and-so.
Carl.
Yeah. Seeing all the hard work I've put in, the standards I've set for that shoot.
I know.
All just tossed aside. Breaks me heart, Chris.
So, what was wrong with the little chap?
To be honest, Jack, nothing.
Oh.
At least nothing that couldn't be sorted out by a proper diet and regular exercise. That is one spoilt little pooch.
Perhaps I should offer to have one of the staff taking walkies.
I thought you weren't going to do that anymore after your dog weekend.
Oh, I know some of the staff weren't too happy about it. But I'm sure we can make an exception for regular guests like Mrs. Pringle and her little pig. Oh,
Mr. Woolley?
Yes?
Sorry to interrupt.
Caroline?
Oh, afternoon, Alistair. It's just we seem to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie hasn't turned up for work.
Well, that's not unusual for a waitress, is it?
Yes, but Natalie...
Happens every other day, it seems to me. I mean, waiters and bar staff not turning up, it's usually the youngsters.
Yes,
you know how it is, Alistair. The grass is always greener when you're young, isn't it?
I suppose so.
But Natalie is married to Keith.
Of course, the head barman.
Yes. And when I asked him where she was, he said he didn't know and he didn't care.
Well, Caroline, I really don't want to know about the staff's marital problems.
The point is, Mr. Woolley, well, it's fairly common knowledge amongst the staff that Natalie was having a fling with a new gamekeeper.
Carl?
Yes.
Look, I'd better be going.
So I thought it might be worth having a word with Carl, just to see if he knows where Natalie might be.
Well, if you like, but I wouldn't know where to find him just now.
Excuse me?
William?
He'll be out in the country park.
What are you doing here?
Oh, come see Mr. Woolley.
Shouldn't you be in school?
No.
You want to see me?
Look, Jack, I really must be going.
What for?
I've got other calls to make.
I meant William.
It's only 4:15. How'd you get here so quickly?
On my bike.
Oh, come on. Nobody can cycle from Borchester Green to Grey Gables in 15 minutes.
Practicing for the Tour de France, are you, William?
You what?
What do you want to see me for?
Oh, Mr. Barford said he'd give us the job. Oh,
I never said that.
I thought he was talking rubbish.
We have had some discussion about your future, but whether or not I give you a job, well, look, you better come along to the office. Goodbye, Alistair, and thank you.
Oh, any time.
Come along now, William.
All right, bye, Caroline.
I don't know why I bother sometimes. He never listens to a word I say.
Yeah, it's a difficult age.
Oh, it's nothing to do with his age.
Oh?
He's always been like that.
Sheila told me he was quite bright when he was a little boy.
What?
William?
I was talking about Mr. Woolley.
Hello!
Oh, hello.
Kathy Perks.
Yes, I remember. Mrs. Perks and your son is Jamie.
That's right.
Oh, good. That's one of the worst things about starting a new job.
Remembering names?
Everyone knows who you are. And so often you recognise the face...
But you don't have a clue about their name. I know. I teach.
Oh, well, you're familiar with the problem.
Oh, at the beginning of each school year, there's several weeks when everyone's just, oi, you!
I'm not sure that would go down too well with my patients.
No, probably not.
And your husband is landlord of the Bull?
Sid.
Sid, of course. With the bruised toe?
Oh, yes. Everyone thinks it's a huge joke.
Well, I'm glad it hasn't put him off his taking exercise.
Oh, no, he's very keen. So am I, of course.
Tell me, Mrs. Perks.
A Cathy, please.
Cathy, how do you find living right here on the village green?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I've just been looking around Honeysuckle Cottage.
Are you thinking of buying it?
No, I don't know. It's very lovely.
Got loads of character.
Oh, yes. I'm just not sure about living slap bang in the middle of the village.
Oh, it's pretty quiet on the whole.
What, even chucking out time with the bull?
They're a civilised lot, our customers. The riffraff all go to the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, do you have riffraff in Ambridge?
Oh, yes.
Well, I've been looking at houses in some of the adjoining villages. Pennyhassett, Edgeley. Oh, they're just not as pretty, are they?
We don't think so.
I certainly haven't seen anywhere I've liked as much as Honeysuckle Cottage.
I hope you do buy it.
Well, I'll have to see what my wife thinks.
When are we going to meet her?
Well, she's coming over next week. I think she might find good on the small side. It needs a lot of work doing to it.
It's been standing empty far too long.
And to be honest, I'm just not sure I wouldn't prefer to live a bit further away from the surgery.
It was nearly sold a couple of months ago, but it fell through in the end.
Well, it's a heck of a price they're asking. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd better get back to the surgery.
Oh, do you know anything about the history of the cottage?
Don't tell me it's got a ghost.
Not as far as I know, unless Walter's come back to haunt it.
Walter?
Walter Gabriel. He lived in the cottage for years. The Gabriels are one of the really old Ambridge families. There's a whole row of them in the churchyard.
Oh, none of them left?
No. Nelson was the last. He was Walter's son. And he lived here until... Well, he disappeared under rather mysterious circumstances.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody quite knows what happened, but it seems he got into terrible trouble financially. And one day he just upped and left.
Heavens.
His business was put up for sale and the cottage repossessed.
Well, I'd imagine it belonging to some dear old lady who made jam and did knitting.
Oh, no. Nelson wasn't like that. Not one little bit.
I could come and work for you now.
No, William.
I'm 16, you know.
You're missing the point.
I can leave school tomorrow if I want to.
What I said to George was this, that I would take you on as underkeeper, but only if you got properly qualified.
But I'd learn on the job, you know, doing the rounds with Carl every day.
No.
Why not?
George and I discussed this, and we both reckon you should do your GCSEs.
I'm only going to fail them.
Well, you better pull your socks up then, hadn't you?
I failed all my mocks.
Look... George has gone to a lot of trouble for you, finding out about these college courses.
Well, I'll never get into college.
All you need is a couple of GCSEs.
I'm not sure I want to go any road.
And even Carl admits you're willing and hard-working.
Did he say that?
Yeah. And Carl doesn't have a good word to say about most people.
Doesn't he?
So, why can't you put a bit of all that willingness and hard work into your studies?
But school is just... Well, it's just so boring.
Well, that sort of attitude is not going to get you very far. I wouldn't be where I was today if I'd stood around when I was your age saying, oh, I can't be bothered, it's boring.
Did you get your GCSEs?
They didn't have GCSEs in my day.
What, did you go to college?
Well, no, not exactly.
Mr. Woolley?
Oh, hello, George. Oh, Caroline.
We're sorry to disturb you.
I was just trying to persuade young William here.
Mr. Woolley?
What is it, Caroline?
We seem to have a bit of a problem.
Aye. It's that so-called gamekeeper.
Carl?
What's he done?
He's disappeared.
He'll be out in the country park somewhere.
Oh, I don't think so.
We've checked his room. All his belongings have gone.
I don't understand.
You better explain, George.
Well, I was just doing my usual afternoon rounds and... When I got up by the laying pens, I noticed the feed hoppers were empty.
What?
Obviously, they hadn't been seen to today. Well, my first thought was that Carl must be sick. I mean, there's this nasty flu going round. But then I thought, well, why the heck didn't somebody give me a call? So, anyway, I filled the hoppers, and then I came down here to see what was what.
And what is what?
Well, I found Caroline.
And as soon as George told me, I remembered about Natalie.
Oh, she's Carl's girlfriend.
Exactly. And she seems to have gone missing.
Aye, so we went down to Carl's room, banged on the door a while.
And then I opened it with a master key.
And there he was. Gone.
Done a runner?
Looks like it.
Blimey.
But why?
Search me, Mr. Woolley. Though if you want my opinion, he's no great loss.
He wasn't very popular with the rest of the staff, apart from Natalie.
But to have a gamekeeper just walk out without a word? What are we going to do, George?
I don't know what you're going to do, Mr. Woolley. But I'm retiring at the end of the month.
When you've got a moment, I'll have a pint, please, Cathy.
Oh, hello, Alistair. Excuse me, Tim.
Married life proving too much for you?
What?
Well, it's only been a couple of months and you're coming in here on your own.
It's not married life that's the problem.
Oh, have you met Tim, by the way? Tim Hathaway, this is Alastair Lloyd.
Oh, you're the new doctor.
That's right.
Nice to meet you. I've heard all about you.
Oh, good things, I hope.
Alastair's our local vet.
Oh, right.
Here's your pint.
Can I get you a topper?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
You've seen my little stepson, Daniel Hebden?
Oh, of course. Very bright boy.
Yeah, not my favourite person at the moment, though. There you go, Cathy.
Oh, thanks.
He's the reason I'm here, actually. He's driven me out of the house.
Oh, I thought you got on so well.
I do, when it's just him and me. In fact, he's got me involved in this great conspiracy for Mothering Sunday. Shula doesn't have a clue what's going on. It's probably just as well, since we're taking her on a picnic.
A picnic?
In March.
Quite.
Or at least Daniel's taking her on a picnic. I shall probably have to cower in the bushes because he can't bear to have me competing for his mother's attention.
Well, that doesn't sound much fun.
We have this running battle every evening. He goes to bed perfectly willingly. Night-night, Mummy. Night-night, Alistair. But the moment we sit down to supper, there he'll be at the top of the stairs.
Well, that's not unusual, is it?
No, he'll grow out of it.
So everyone keeps telling me, but...
They have to be the centre of attention, don't they?
And tonight, I just... Well, when he interrupted our supper for the third time, I'd had enough. Let him have his mother all to himself while I came down here.
Have you got children, Tim?
No, we haven't. Not yet.
Where's Sid tonight?
In Dornett's.
Oh, of course. It's under 15's coaching tonight, isn't it?
Well, he should have been home an hour ago. He's never normally this late.
Are you a cricketer, Tim?
Oh, well, I wouldn't call myself one.
But you've played?
Not since I left the army.
Oh, it'd soon come back to you.
Alistair knows all about cricket. He's our captain.
And recruiting sergeant, it seems.
Evening.
Oh, hello. What brings you here?
I need a very large drink.
Everyone's like that tonight.
What?
Nothing.
Large G&T, please.
Been one of those days, has it?
Certainly has. Evening, Alistair.
Hello again. Have you met Tim?
No, I don't
think... Tim Hathaway, the new doctor.
Oh, right. Good to meet you. I'm Caroline Pemberton. I'm the manager at Grey Gables Hotel.
Oh, how do you do?
There you are, Caroline.
Thanks. Can I get either of you chaps a drink?
Oh, no, I'm fine,
thanks. No, thank you.
How about you, Cathy?
Oh, I wouldn't say no to a gin.
Oh, right. You take it out of that.
Can't you get large gin and tonics at Grey Gables?
Oh, they cost £6 a throw.
No, not for the manager, surely.
Oh, I've had quite enough of Grey Gables for one day. The place is a madhouse.
Why? What's happened?
Gamekeeper's done a bunk.
What? The new chap?
Carl Swift, yeah.
Well, he's only been here about a month.
He's taken one of my waitresses with him.
That's a bit dramatic, isn't it?
Oh, did they run off with the silver?
No, but the waitress was somebody else's wife.
Ah, these things happen.
My head barman.
Oh, no.
So, now I'm short of cover in the restaurant. The barman keeps crying into the drinks. Mr. Woolley's in a complete spin because he's got no gamekeeper.
Won't George stay on?
No, that's the whole point. George is quite determined to retire. But it took weeks to find Carl, so the chances of getting another gamekeeper before the end of the month are virtually zero.
And there's me thinking nothing ever happens in the country.
Oh, no, if you're looking for a quiet life, don't come to Ambridge.
Yes, Cathy was telling me earlier about, what did you say his name was?
Sorry?
The chap who used to own Honeysuckle Cottage.
Oh, you mean Nelson Gabriel?
Are you all right, Cathy?
Yes, well, fine. I'm just wondering what's happened to Sid. He should have been home ages ago.
Well, I expect the coaching session overran.
No, he always finishes on time. You know how it is with kids. Their parents worry.
Well, do you want to try ringing the leisure centre?
No. Sid always hates it if I make a fuss.
Oh, yeah, but if you're worried...
Oh, he's probably gone for a drink. Or got held up in the traffic. I'm sure it's nothing.
That's a sound to gladden your heart, isn't it?
What?
The mixer wagon.
Oh, right.
Music to my ears, that is.
Yeah. Glad you got it fixed all right.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Everything all right?
What are you doing here?
Helping out after a talent trip.
Since when?
A couple of days ago.
He's just filling in till Bert's back.
Oh, that's nice, that is.
What?
I said to you Monday, if you need anyone to help out while Bert's off, here I am, ready, willing and able.
Yeah,
well... Oh, but no, you was going to manage on your own.
Well, we hoped that we could.
Next thing I know, you've got Mike Chocker doing the milking.
Yeah, well, that was Ruth. You know, she's a bit choosy about who she lets near her precious cows.
And it was Mr. Archer asked me to see to the pigs.
Yeah. Lucky I'm not sensitive, innit?
Oh, come on, Eddie. You've been a terrific help these past couple of weeks.
Man could get a complex.
Doing that early shift in the lambing shed. Is everything all right, by the way?
Yeah. They already sorted to have their lambs at 6:30 this morning.
Ah.
But it's quiet in there, innit?
Well, there aren't too many left to lamb now.
Oh, so I suppose you're going to tell me you don't want me in there no more, neither?
Well... Let's just see how it goes over the weekend, eh?
Great.
You all ready for tonight, Eddie?
Certainly am.
What's this? Comedy night at the ball.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to do a bit of fine-tuning on me routine.
I'm dreading it, I really am.
You're not going in for it, surely?
Rather looks like I am.
You're kidding.
It started out as a bit of a joke with Christopher. Only now Emma's joined in and, well, when your kids gang up on you like that.
Well, rather you than me, mate.
You were going to come along, though, weren't you?
Well, I don't know. I've hardly had any sleep this past week.
Oh, go on, you could do with a laugh. And Neil needs all the friends he can get, don't you, Neil?
I wouldn't mind a bit of moral support, David.
Yeah, all right then. If I'm still awake.
Ladies and gentlemen, showing appreciation by putting money in the hat.
Go on, you go next.
No way, I'm not following him.
The winner tonight will be the person who raises the most.
Evening. Oh, hi, David.
Hi, David.
All in a good cause, don't forget, every penny to Comic Relief.
Have I missed anything?
Oh, only the most brilliant turn by Robert Snell.
Robert Snell?
Yeah, the man's a comic genius.
Hang on. Sorry, are we talking about the same chap? Shy, bumbling fellow, married to Linda.
Yeah. Honestly, it was wicked.
Blimey. How about Neil? Has he done his bit yet?
Oh, not yet, no.
I'm only here because I promised him. I'd much rather be at home in bed.
You're tired.
Oh, so would you be if you had a week like mine. How's your mum, by the way?
Still pretty rough. She tried getting up again today, but she only lasted about half an hour.
She can't seem to shake it off.
So, your dad's not here tonight, then?
Oh, yeah, he's around somewhere. Helen stayed home to look after mum. Yeah, look, there he is with Eddie.
Any more contributions for Robert?
Yeah, come here.
So, Sid, I hear you didn't come home last night till the wee small hours.
Oh, who's been telling tales?
And that Kathy was waiting for you with a rolling pin.
Ooh, what have you been up to, Sid?
It was under 15's coaching last night, wasn't it?
Exactly, thank you, Tommy.
Till midnight?
I wasn't out till midnight.
Sid, I wonder if we could...
There you are, Neil. I was afraid I'd missed you.
Oh, no, I was just in the gents. Feeling a bit queasy, to be honest.
Oh. So you're still going through with it, then?
Yeah. Sid, do you think you could,
What?
Introduce me.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, great. Yes, come on, then.
Good luck, Neil.
You suck it to him.
You're a braver man than I am.
He looks like he's going to throw up any minute.
Yeah. I'm going to fall over. I think I'm going to sit over there with Tony.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another brave volunteer. Will you please put your hands together for Mr. Neil Carter?
And Eaton was the zipper off his trousers. So that's why he was always known as Streaky. Because he's the only man alive who knows what it feels like to be a bacon sandwich.
Hey! Oh, well done, mate.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Thank you very much, Neil. Thank you. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, show your appreciation by putting large sums of money in the act.
Over here, Neil. Here. I've got you in a pint.
That's not like proper stand-up.
What do you mean?
Well, it was just like a shaggy dog story.
Yeah, more of a shaggy pig.
Well, what's wrong with that? What does Eddie Izzard do except tell rambling stories, eh?
Wears a frock?
True, yeah, no. Can't quite see Neil in the satin miniskirt.
Let's have that pint.
There you go.
Yeah, right. I've got you one as well, mate. Well done.
Oh, thank heaven that's over.
Hey, Neil, you were great.
I tell you, that is the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Right, come on, gents. Hands in your pockets. Show your appreciation.
Oh, dear. I've run out of pound coins.
Well, look, you put in that fiver, Tony, and I'll give you £3.
Oh, right.
Oh, come on, I wasn't that good. No.
Blimey. That won't win down without hitting the sides.
Huh? Is this mine, Tony?
Oh, yeah. Help yourself, Neil.
And who's going to be next day? How about you, Tony?
Oof, no way.
So, come on, Sid. Tell us about last night.
Oh, you don't give up, do you?
What's this?
Nothing.
He was out on the town till all hours.
Look, it wears nothing on it. I don't want Kathy knowing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she'll just
Neil,
think...
Neil, what, you a large scotch?
Oh, chaser. Not very much.
You're fab. Wasn't he fantastic?
Yeah. Are you going to be next, Hayley?
Oh, no. Still far too sober.
Oh, well, let me get you a drink.
No, it's okay. Tommy's buying me a very large vodka.
Eddie's got something worked out.
Oh, yes, of course. You've been studying the old joke books, haven't you, Eddie?
Just, you know, we're picking up a few tips from the experts.
Yeah, well, come on then. Show us how the experts do it.
Yeah. Right, I will. Prepare to reach deep into your pockets. What's this about Sid?
Yeah, what's he been up to?
Well, all I know is he was supposed to be coaching the under-15s last night.
But they finished at 8.
Did they?
No, I went and picked up Christopher.
Ah, so he wasn't driving the kids home.
Yeah, and he doesn't want Kathy knowing.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Quiet, please. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Thank you. Now, will you give a warm welcome to Mr. Eddie Grundy?
Yay!
Yay!
Hello,
thank you. Thank you. Well, Eddie wrote, there's this horse, see? And what happens is, he goes up to the barman. Oh, he's in a pub. Or should I explain that bit? There's this man, you see, and he goes into this pub.
Oh, dear, wake me up when he's finished, Summer.
What happened to the Scotsman?
Shut up, Tommy.
To the Welshman.
He said an Englishman and Irishman.
I know.
The Welshman says...
Wake up, Davey. Wake up.
What? I'm just popping out for a leak.
Hasn't he finished yet?
No such luck.
A leak. Get it?
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. Thank you very much for the sterling effort.
I ain't finished.
Thank you very much. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Eddie Grundy.
I missed most of that.
Lucky you. Drink up, I'll get another round then.
Oh, no, I don't want any more. I don't think I can finish this one.
People, don't give you a chance, do we?
Well done, mate, well done.
Not as easy as it looks, is it?
Oh, just beginning to get into me stride.
I couldn't have coped with all that heckling.
Come on now, ladies and gents, give generously.
Oh, I'm right out of change, I'm afraid. Oh, hang on, wait, look, here we are.
2p.
Yep.
Oh, come on, let's not be mean. Here, I've got 5p.
Come on now, fellas. All in a good cause.
Yeah, we really should be generous. Let's see. 10, 12. There we are, 17 pence.
Oh, that's nice, that is. Well, I think of all the hours I put in this week owning the apps.
Yeah, don't give up the day job, Eddie.
Any more contributions?
Tell you what, Sid. I'll give Eddie 50p.
Ah, good man.
If you'll tell us what you were up to last night.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the big mystery.
50p?
Yeah, for the full expurgated version, mind you.
Yeah, but I only went to the gym.
What gym?
At the leisure centre.
You expect us to believe that?
It's true.
Yeah, but you can go to the gym any day of the week.
No, I can't.
Grey Gables, the health club.
That place is full of women in leotards. This is a proper gym. It's where the lads from Borchester Rugby Club work out.
Ah, but why the big secret, eh? Why don't you want Cathy to know?
Well, the thing is...
Oh, sorry.
Were
you playing a...
Sorry.
Happened? Oh, he tipped his blooming beer all over me.
I must have nodded off again.
This is getting beyond a joke. First of all, you won't put any work my way.
What?
Then you fall asleep during your stand-up
routine. Sorry, Eddie, I didn't mean
to... And then you tip beer all
over me. It was an accident.
Look, Eddie, you go and dry yourself off in the gents.
And I'll get some more drinks here.
Here, Neil, here's a fiver. Hmm? Get Eddie a scotch.
Make it a large and...
All right.
I'm going to have to go home. I'm sorry to miss your set, Hayley.
I'll forgive you.
Right, well, night, everyone.
Night, David.
Night, David. Right, come on, Sid. Let's get some drinks.
You're going to be next, Hayley.
Oh, all right. Just give me a couple of minutes, OK? Oh, look out. Your dad's coming back.
Oh.
Have you said anything to him?
No, not yet. I was sort of hoping that when he'd had a few drinks, he might sort of mellow out a bit.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
No, don't.
Here, Tony. I've been keeping the seat warm for you.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Gotta go and entertain the public.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Break a leg.
Dad. Yeah? I've been meaning to have a word with you.
What about?
Sausages.
Oh, not tonight, Tommy.
But the thing is...
Look, I've made the position perfectly clear.
You can't forbid us to carry on, because it's not your business. It's separate. It's mine and Hayley's.
Yeah? And whose office do you use? Whose telephone? Whose heat and light?
But the point is...
How would you manage if you had to rent one of the business units, eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another brave volunteer.
We've got a partnership, Hayley and me.
Put your hands together, please, for Miss Hayley Jordan!
Thank you. I was thinking the other day about the first time I came to Ambridge. I thought I landed on some alien planet. No pavements, no street lights. Okay, I thought maybe nobody walked in the countryside. So I asked someone when the next bus was due. And he said, a week next Tuesday, but would I like a ride on his combine harvester? That's a thing.
Sure. I remember when she first arrived. 3-inch heels, skirt up to her bum.
And now she's my partner.
Then I noticed there was no cinema and no video store. So I said, what did you for entertainment round here? And he said, well, there's the flower and produce show.
Did you hear what I said?
We grow stuff and then we measure it to see who's his biggest.
I said she's my partner.
I admit I was a bit naive in those days.
Are you listening?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to.
The eggs were laid
We have a written agreement.
I think I knew that milk came.
What do you mean? Written? You've drawn up this document.
You've what?
As for meat.
A legal document.
Well, I thought pork chops.
A proper partnership agreement.
You have signed.
We both have.
Oh, God. Hasn't anybody ever told you? Never, never sign your name to anything.
I had to, it was the only way.
How on earth are we going to get you out of this?
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.